Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Here's the pitch. This one popped up and out of play. Nothing in one. Certainly keeps the batters guessing. Has gone with a lot of sidearm delivery today as well. Former Cuba City high school player. Nothing in one. That went outside, and it gets by Cartwright. The runner's going to easily get to second base. Cullen advances on a wild pitch. And the count is one ball and one strike. Muscadet's been able to get out of a lot of jams here today. Dodgeville has stranded five runners so far. Here's the pitch. That one is a little high. And the count goes to 2-1 on the hitter. Runner gets a pretty good-sized lead out there at second base. And here's the 2-1 offering. Strike called. 2-2 to Dalen Rickard today. This is WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Home talent baseball this afternoon. This pass, too. This one, wow, that came close to us. Ripped this way and out of play. Rickard pulls it down the right field line. Cullen back to second base. Two's across the board. Two ball, two strikes, two away. Runner getting a good piece of real estate at second base now. And the pitch down low for a ball. Full count on Dodgeville's number nine hitter. Bussin back and ready with the payoff pitch. Here it is. Swing and a miss. They got him. What a big out right there. Nice job by kind of throw to third, and that would have been a fourth out there as the runner was advancing. Tag put on by Huter, but that is out number three. Five strikeouts for Blake Bussin. No runs and a hit. No errors and one stranded. We go to inning number five. Visiting Mudcats, looking for an upset this afternoon, leading 5-0 as we go to inning number five on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Ty Paulskill in for his second inning of work for Dodgeville. Paulskill is on the mound, and the former pitcher, Carson Obgenorth, is now in center field. Just got word of that. Nick Cullen is out for Dodgeville. Top of the fifth, and leading off is Carson Kenyon. 5-0 Muscadet. Here's the pitch, and that one is high. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Kenyon, then Layton, and Cartwright all have had pretty good success this afternoon. All three reached base and scored last time up. Here's one shot high in the air. Over to third base, picked by the third baseman, throws high and wild and down the line. And Carson Kenyon, will hold at first base. Now goes to second as the first baseman has a little trouble locating that ball. So the Mudcats now with a man in scoring position. That'll go as an error. That was chopped high, chopped right in the grass right in front of the third baseman, and it went high, so there was a lot of hang time. And then Rowe picked it up and threw wildly. Here's Casey Layton, who is 1-for-2, singled and scored a run last time. Knocked in a run. He squares the bunt. Nice one out in front of the plate. Picked up by the pitcher. Layton bobbles, throws, and got him close. And on the play, that sacrifices Kenyon to third base. So Casey Layton lays down a nice sacrifice. And the batter will be Josh Cartwright. He has grounded out and doubled and knocked in two runs and scored a run last time. 5-0, Muscadet leading. Paulskill, the batter. Paulskill ready, checks the runner at third. And here's the pitch, swing and a miss, 0-1. Good memories here in this ballpark. I was thinking about a Muscadet win over Cross Plains. They played a night league playoff game here. Kind of met in the middle a handful of years ago. 0-1. The pitch down low. Muscadet made a good run in the night league playoffs that year. And I remember it being saved by an outstanding catch by Brett Hatch in center field on the final out of the ball game. Tremendous play. And that preserved the win. 1-1. Here's the deal. That one is outside for a ball. 2-1. Wind is picked up again. It actually had not been blowing this way for a little bit. 2-1. Paulskill back to the belt. Now a pickoff move. They got the runner in a pickle. Carson down toward home. Can't get there. Gets back now as Riley makes the grab. Throws it back to third. Throws to the pitcher. Covering, and they'll tag him out as he got down the line. And the out is called. Kenyon saying he didn't catch him with the tag. The umpire saying he got him, and that'll do it. Boy, that's a big out for Dodgeville. Out number two, Paulskill with a pickoff move, and Kenyon caught between third and home. 2-1 on Cartwright. Paulskill back and ready, kicks and fires. Over-the-top fastball is just a little bit outside. 3-1 now on the batter. Cartwright steps back in. Paulskill with the pitch. Reached out and ripped towards second base. Gloved there by Bach. Up the throw wide, but now McVay gets back on the bag at first base in time to get the runner. That will do it. In the inning, it is no runs, no hit. There was an error, and none left aboard. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Muscadet leading it 5-0 over hosting Dodgeville this afternoon on WRCO and WRCO.com.
June is heating up with hot deals at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel. Get Purple Power Extreme Power Cleaner Degreaser starting at just $5.49. And Tri-Fuel, engineered fuel plus oil, ready to use, no mixing needed. Plus, grab a Milwaukee M18 fuel string trimmer with quick lock kit and receive your choice of an edger, brush cutter, or hedge trimmer attachment free. Deals end June 30th, so don't wait. See store for details and get powered up at your local Napa.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Dodgeville's Centennial Park, 5-0, visiting Muscadet in the lead here over the Dodgeville Knights. Teams with opposite records. Dodgeville is 4-1, Muscadet at 1-4 coming into the afternoon. And Muscadet playing without its normal starting Sunday pitcher, Alex Meister, today, but Blake Busson has done a nice job. Now entering his fifth inning of work, he has struck out 5 and walked 1, and that was an intentional walk. Throw down to second base and around the horn, and back it goes as Busson will be facing top of the order for the third time today. This is Leighton Bowers. He is singled and grounded out. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1. Outfield has shaded a little bit toward right field. 0-1. There's the pitch, and it is fouled back. Strike 2. Bowers, Bacup, and Riley due for Dodgeville in the fifth inning. Busson gets set. Here's the kick and the pitch. That one bounced foul on the ground. That's outside of first base.
Take the play.
Move Grant Hying, the first base coach, out of the way. Back it goes to Busson. Bowers up with 2 strikes in the fifth inning. From the windup, there's the pitch inside. It nearly hit him. 1-2 strikes to the batter. Here's the next pitch. That one rises a little bit too high, and it's 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch. Reached out and touched toward right field. Over goes the center fielder, and he'll make the grab. Logan Olson hauls it in for out number 1. The batter, Jaron Bacup. Jaron has lined out, and he's been hit by pitch today. Guy's clouding just a little bit. Probably not a bad thing. Possibility of some heavier weather, maybe tomorrow night. There's a strike call, 0-1. You always think about that. Know about that possibility when the heat settles in as it has. 0-1 to Bacup. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. 0-2 on the hitter. Busson from the windup. There's the pitch. Bounced foul outside of third. Bacup holding, protecting there at the plate. 2-strike offering again. There it is. Reached out and ripped to center field again. Olson over, and he will make the grab for out number 2. 2 straight fly balls to the outfield. And the batter will be Sean Riley. Sean hit by a pitch back in the first. Popped out in the third inning. He is in and ready. Busson from the windup. Here's the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. 0-1. Busson is down the distance so far today. 0-1. Here comes the next pitch. Popped up. Foul ball. Out of play. 2 strikes. HTL action coming up next week. These Mudcats will be on the road. Western section features quite a few long road trips. 0-2, foul back. Talking about going to Belleville, going to places down around the Madison area or the southern part of the state. Blanchardville, Hollandale. 0-2 offering is inside, and it's a ball. 1-2. Here's the next pitch. Outside, ball 2. 2-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. if Muscadet can take them 1-2-3, this would be the first time this afternoon that Dodgeville has not had a base runner. 2-2 is swung on and missed, and they won again. Big strikeout on the big hitting Sean Riley. Three away, and that is strikeout number 6 for Blake Bussett. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the 6th. Still a 5-0 lead for the Muscadet Mudcats over the Dodgeville Knights on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our team at Wilkinson Auctions is set up to help you make money selling your farm equipment, construction equipment, vehicles, and property at auction. Our team has 3 auctioneers, in-house marketing staff, in-house legal support, online bidding experts, real estate sales, and loadout crews. Why hire multiple teams when we can take care of it all? You can hire anyone to sell your stuff, but when results matter, call Wilkinson Auctions. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
We go to inning number 6 this afternoon of our scheduled 9-inning affair. Blake Bussin set to lead it off. He'll be followed by Logan Olson and Keegan Ramirez. Chris Fitzsimons, the home plate umpire, making sure everybody's ready to go. And now here we are. Ty Paulskill from the windup. There is the pitch, and it's taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Paulskill on for his 3rd inning of work. He has struck out 1 and walked none. And has not given up a hit since coming on. 0-1 offering. There is the pitch. Foul. Strike 2. Paulskill on in relief of Carson Obgenorth to work the first 4 innings. Gave up 5 Muscadet runs on 3 hits. 0-2 offering. The windup and the pitch. That one is high for a ball. 1-2. Dodgeville has had some players over the years, and they've been around, I would guess they're one of the inaugural teams in the league. Here's one fouled on the ground outside of first by Bussin, and he is still alive. Home Talent League started in 1929. Contrary to popular belief, Pat Riley wasn't here then. 1-2. Here comes the pitch, fouled off. Now we can give him a hard time. He gives us a hard time. I told Henry on Friday to let Pat know. I said, message Pat Riley and let him know we're going to be planning to broadcast on Sunday. Paulskill from the windup, 1-2 offering is high, 2. And we get this text back. Well, Henry basically said, Phil Neese's coming to broadcast the game on Sunday, and Pat's response was, oh, goody, I'm blessed. And so, we've gone back and forth over the years. 2-2. Here comes the next pitch. Foul ball, first base side, who's got it? And a nice play by McBay, hustling out the first base bag, makes the grab about halfway home. And there is one away. Bussin finally retired after a long at-bat. Logan Olson will be the batter. They have some in-memory players here, though, at Dodgeville. Their numbers are up. They've got some plaques up in their honors, but guys that meant a lot to the team, the program over the years. This one is a ball. 1-0. Mike Butteris, got number 48, retired. Kendall Murray, number one, retired. And number seven, Denny Morgan, longtime home talent baseball player as well. There's one fouled. Ooh, it got a piece of the catcher and the umpire. Timeout. Catcher goes out to have a word with his pitcher. Give the umpire a little bit of recovery time. One ball and one strike on Logan Olson with one away in the top of the sixth inning. 5-0, Muscadet in the lead here in this one. Mudcats have been close in a lot of their ball games. Last week, they were a hit away from maybe tying the score, but that arena's got a good thing going on this year. They won it 2-0. Their game today was postponed. Plenty of time now. Here we go. One ball and one strike. Paul Skill from the windup. The pitch. Strike call. 1-2 on Logan Olson. Paul Skill looking through the web of the glove. From the windup. There's the pitch. That's low. Count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. I remember back when Dodgeville had several players named James in the lineup. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs for a ball. 3-2. Gary and Dave, right? I'm testing the old memory here. Then Ryan Riley and Ryan Bradley. Remember the lineup from 30 years ago. Wow, well hit by Muscadet way back there. That ball is off the fence and coming on toward second is Olson. He's going to be there with a stand-up double. Big hit by Olson. Man, he torqued that one to straightaway center field and gets a two-bagger. So one-on-one away for Keegan Ramirez here in the sixth inning. Impressive hit by Logan that came with 2 strikes on him. So he'll hustle over to the second base bag after giving up his gloves. And now it is Ramirez. Keegan has struck out and bounced into a fielder's choice. Ball's kill ready. There's the deal. This one lifts it to a right down the line, and it is the right fielder going over, and he can't get it. It's just out of play. So it goes a long strike on Ramirez. Egan has made good contact the last couple of weeks. Cleans off the cleats and stands back in. Runner at second base with one away. Olson off by 3 or 4 steps. Nothing in one to Keegan. It's high. 1 ball and 1 strike. Ballskill eyes the runner at second base. 1-1 offering is high. Ball 2. Trent Forehand due next for Muscadet, hoping to add to the totals here today. Ballskill is set. Here comes the pitch. Foul back by Ramirez. Strike 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Keegan, a graduate of Riverdale High School. Working on his pilot credentials. Pretty impressive. 2-2 offering. Runner going to third. This one popped up and out of play. Down the street. And Keegan is back and ready. When I was his age, I was working on my pilot license. Dad would bale hay and I would pilot. That's as close as I got. 2-2 offering. Ballskill ready. Kicks and fires. That one is going to be rocked down the ground to first base. McVay grabs it, steps on the bag for the out. And on the play, Logan Olson goes to third base. 2 away now for Trent Forehand. Muscadet threatening again in the sixth inning with a runner at third base. A heartbeat away, Forehand looking for his first hit. The left-hander is in. Ball skill ready. There is the deal. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Olson works his way back to third base. Ball skill set up for the 0-1. There it is. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Ryan Cooter is due next. If forehand can reach. Two away. Two strikes on the batter. Ball skill with the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got him for out number three. Ball skill with his second strikeout. And in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and a runner stranded at third for the Mudcats. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning of our scheduled nine this afternoon. Muscadet continues to lead it 5-0 over Dodgeville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's the bottom of the sixth inning. Muscadet leading it 5-0. And for the Knights, Dominic McVeigh will lead it off. He'll be followed by Ty Paulskill and Grant Rowe. Five runs and four hits for Muscadet this afternoon. No runs and two hits for Dodgeville. Blake Busson has gone the distance and delivers one down low for a ball. Muscadet's been getting some good starting pitching. Half the battle in this league. There's a rip to left base hit. Leadoff single for McVeigh. He'll round and look, and he is there with a solid single in the sixth inning. That'll bring up number 28, Ty Paulskill, I believe. Let's see. Again, they did some lineup jockeying. And, no, this is Opgenorth. He stayed in the game at center field, so Carson Opgenorth, the center fielder, takes a look down low for a ball. Runner going late, throw to second, not in time. Layton brings the tag down, but McVeigh is there. The Paulskill must be in the spot of Cullen down in the eighth spot. Runner at second base now. 1-0, here comes the pitch. Outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes on the batter. And the runner leading. Here's the pitch. Sidearm delivery, and it's fouled at the plate. 2-1. Hometown of Baseball, sponsored this year by Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Jones Chevrolet. Here's the next pitch. Inside, backs the batter away, and the count goes to 3-1. Dodgeville has had base runners in all but one inning so far. This is ball four. They'll have two base runners now. McVeigh at second, Opgenorth at first base. Second walk given up by Busson, and the first one that was not intentional. That'll bring up Grant Rowe. Grant has struck out and flown out. Bussing back to work. There's a runner going second to third. The bunt out in front of the plate, picked up by the pitcher, throws to first in time, and the sacrifice is complete. McVay to third. Obgenorth at second. Rowe is out on the sacrifice bunt. A 1-3 put out. And let's see. That will bring up Brock Henkel. Henkel reached on an error back in the second, and he is struck out. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one. A hazy sunshine here in Dodgeville today. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Strike two on the batter. Runners again leading at 2-3. The 0-2 outside for a ball. 1-2 on Hinkle. Bussin trying to get through this lineup the third time through. 1-2 offering. There's the pitch. Reached out and ripped to left field, and that is going to be over the shortstop's glove. In there for a base hit. McVay will score. They got the brakes on Obgenorth. And that's an RBI single. Dodgeville is on the board this afternoon. It is 5-1. That is their second hit of the inning. So an RBI for Hinkle. Runners at the corners, still only one away for Ty Paulskill, who's now pitching. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Dalen Rickard due next for the Knights in the bottom of the sixth inning. They're within four runs. Bussin set. There's the pitch. Outside. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. Dodgeville trying to break out of it this afternoon. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch. From Bussin, the count goes to one ball and one strike. Bussin eyes the runner at third, now whips around to first and throws, and the runner is back in time. This guy's in the pickoff move that time. Bussin is set for the 1-1. It's down low, wild, and back to the screen. The runner at third is going to hold and hesitate and get back to third. The runner goes to second base. And again, Dodgeville with something happening. Runners at second and third here in the sixth inning. 5-1, Muscadet leading. Hits are even now at four. Here comes the next pitch. And just missed. 3-1 on Ty Paulskill. Trying to help his cause. Bussin with the next pitch. Swung on and foul back and out of play. Paulskill got just a piece of it. Fans here enjoying it today under some shade. Under the natural amphitheater of baseball they have here at Centennial Park. Payoff pitch, here it is. Just missed. Wow. Bussin off the mound, kind of wondering about that when the bases are loaded now in the sixth inning. Obgenorth is at third, Hinkle at second, Paulskill at first, and the batter will be Dalen Rickard. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one again, only one away. Tying run at the plate for Dodgeville in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch. Reach out and rip to left field. Ramirez over. He's got it. Runner tags. Throw coming on home. And they're going to hold that runner at third. That was a close decision. Dodgeville holding the runner there. That throw came on. They might have been able to score, but did not take a chance. So two away and back to the top of the order for Leighton Bowers. Left-handed batter looking for his second hit. Here's the pitch, and that's a strike. Nothing in one. He singled back in the first, then grounded out in the third, and flew out in the fifth. Bases loaded, nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Ball up. 1-1. 5-1 Muscadet, bottom of six, bases jammed, 1-1 on the batter. Bussin from the windup, the pitch outside. 2-1, Lake facing Leighton Bowers for a fourth time. 2-1, here's the pitch, popped foul and out of play. Two balls and two strikes on the batter. This would be a big out. 2-2 offering from Bussin. Kicks and fires. There's the pitch. Backed him away. Ball three. There is no place to put Leighton Bowers.
He goes home.
Jaron Buck up due next. Full count. Payoff pitch. Here it is. Swing and a rip to center and deep. Center fielder back. Back. And he won't get it. Runs are going to keep on coming on here. This may clear the bases. Here comes the throw to third, not in time. That is a triple for Bowers, and he knocks home three runs with a big triple to straightaway center. Man, he got on that one. 5-4 ball game. Obgenorth scores, Hinkle scores, and Paulskill comes in to score. Four runs across, runner at third, the tying run. The pitch is called a strike to Buckup. Nothing in one. Second hit of the day for Leighton Bowers, a bases-clearing triple. Bussin looking in for the target from the windup. There's the pitch. Inside and wild, back to the screen. The catcher can't find it. Runner's going to score easily, and we're tied. Leighton Bowers comes in to score from third base on a wild pitch. That ball here at Dodgeville, it kind of bounces wildly sometimes, and Josh Cartwright just didn't see it. Looked all around for it, and the ball wound up rolling back to home plate, and the run scored easily. 1-1. Here's the pitch. That one is high. 2-1. Dodgeville has been held down, and they score all five of their runs here in the inning. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Strike call. 2-2. Back up the eighth batter of the inning. 2-2 from Bussin, Blake winds and fires. That one swung on, and a piece of it, foul ball. Foul tipped it, and he's still alive. They'll take it back to Blake. 2's across the board here. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 are out. From the windup. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, and Muscadet finally gets back to the dugout. Strikeout-wise, that is strikeout number 7, but in the inning, Dodgeville does some damage as they score 5 times, and they're back to even here in Dodgeville as we go to the 7th inning. 5-5, Knights and Mudcats here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day, triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a 5-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize is a 3-night getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus more prizes, including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or $5 for $45, available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, and Napa Auto Parts. Winners are drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
We go to the seventh inning, all tied up here in HTL action at Dodgeville. Dodgeville Knights getting five runs on three base hits in that inning. And it's back to the drawing board for the Muscadet Mudcats. They'll send the 8, 9, and 1 batters up. Ryan Huter, Nick Winters, and Carson Kenyon due up in the 7th. Ball's kill ready, and here's the deal. That's a strike. Nothing in 1. Dion for his 4th inning of work. Came out in relief for Carson Odgenorth. Gave up the 5 Muscadet runs. Nothing in 1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Ballskill with some heat that time. Throwing heat on a heater day. Nothing in 2. Ballskill from the windup. There's the pitch. Check swing, strike 3, call. And there is one away. That'll bring up number 31, Nick Winters. Nick making his way in. Right-handed batter for the Mudcats. He has grounded out and flown out. He has actually met the ball well a couple of times. Had a base hit robbed of him in the 3rd. And he went around fooled on that one. Couldn't hold his swing, and it's nothing in 1. It was funny to watch a video of Jacob Mizorowski kind of fooling batters in his last appearance against the Twins. Brewers leading, by the way, 5-3 at last word. This one is taken for a strike, and it is nothing in 2. 92-mile-an-hour slider that the batter just pretty much kind of twisted himself into the ground. Nothing in 2. The pitch is down low for a ball. 1-2 to Winters. Ballskill looks for the glove from Riley. And here's the pitch. Reached out, fouled, out of play. Nick Winter is just protecting the plate. Got the bat out there. And the ball wound up in the apple orchard. 1-2 now. Winters kicks and fires. That one, he went around and missed. The catcher will tag him. And that is out number 2. Ballskill strikes out a pair here in the inning, and that's 3 in a row, dating back to last inning. Back to the top of the order, Carson Kenyon. Carson has flown out to right. He has singled and scored and reached on an error. Ballskill, ready to work. Here's the pitch, down low. 1 ball and no strikes. Kenyon back in with a wide-open stance. Ballskill ready. Here's the 1-0. That one is down in the dirt. 2 balls and no strikes. Lots of these players we're talking about today have been leaders on their high school teams, some of them very recently. 2-0. Here comes the pitch to Carson, and it's taken for a strike. 2-1. Carson graduating last year from Riverdale. 2-1 offering from the windup. Ballskill with the pitch. Carson watches upstairs for ball 3. Casey Layton due next for the Mudcats. 3-1 offering. Ballskill from the windup. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball slowly knocked down by the pitcher. Over on the shortstop side, and he'll throw him out. Good defensive range for Ballskill, and Carson Kenyon is out, and so will be the Muscadet Mudcats. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to the bottom of inning number 7, 5-5, Dodgeville and Muscadet. Deadlock here. It's Sunday action from the Home Talent Leagues on WRCO and WRCO.com.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Leading off the bottom of the seventh, Sean Riley swings and misses, nothing in one. He'll be followed by Dominic McVay and Carson Obgenorth. 5-5 ball game at Dodgeville. This one down low, one ball and one strike. Riley today has been hit by a pitch. He has popped out and struck out. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a bouncer towards second. Stacy Layton picks it up and then underhands it over to Trent Forehand for out number one. One up, one down for Dominic McVay. Dominic has singled, he has walked, and singled. He scored a run last time. One of the five that Dodgeville put on the board in the sixth inning. One away. Musson has had a great effort today. On a warm one, he's gone all seven. This one is going to be called a strike. Nothing in one. Bussin back to the hill, looking through the web of the glove. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch to McVay, and it's high, and it hit him. So a runner at first base, hit by a pitch with one away, and Obgenorth will be the batter. We'll check the sign and get in. We haven't had a home run today, but we have had some that were in the vicinity. Obgenorth walked and scored last time. Runner at first. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Nothing in one. Go-ahead run at first base for Dodgeville in the seventh of our scheduled nine innings today. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Obgenorth way out in front of that Blake Bussin pitch. Bussin awaiting the batter's arrival back in the right-hand side of the batter's box. Throw to first, and the runner's back in time. Blake doesn't throw to first very often. He does keep them honest, but I like pitchers to just keep it going. Sometimes they get too involved throwing it to first. Cause some problems. Nothing in two. Rich down, ripped a short. Nice grab there by Kenyon. Back to first. Not in time. That was close. McVay slid back in. Carson Kenyon snagged a would-be base hit and then brought it back to first base. But McVay was back on the bag. So two away now, and the batter will be Grant Rowe. Grant has struck out, flown out, and laid down a sacrifice. Batting in the seventh inning. Musson looking in for the glove from Cartwright. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Grant Rowe with a big-time swing on that one. McVay leads at first. Rowe to first, and the runner is back in time. 0-1 on the batter. There's another throw to first. The runner is back in time. Hometown of baseball made possible as well by Meister Log and Lumber, Muscadet Mini Mart, Cardinal Glass CG, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, and Riverdale Vet Clinic. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. Back to the screen. Strike two. Nothing in two. Riverdale Vet Clinic, where they're the trainers for the Muscatine Mudcats. No, they're just kidding. Nothing in two. McVay leading at first. And here is the pitch by Bussin. Swing and a miss. They got him, and the throw to first. That's the fourth out. Josh Cartwright whipping it down to first. That's the second time today where he's got a fourth out that we didn't need. So Grant Rowe strikes out. That is strikeout number eight for Bussin again. What an effort today in the heat. No runs, no hits, no errors in Dodgeville. Strands one. We go to the eighth inning. Tied at five between Muscatine and Dodgeville here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscatine invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscatine's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Leading off the top of the eighth inning for Muscatine, Casey Layton. Ty Paulskill ready to work. From the windup, here comes the first pitch of the eighth, and it's low. One ball and no strikes. Josh Cartwright to follow, and then Blake Bussin. Five apiece here in Muscatine. Five runs and four hits for Muscatine. Five runs, and I've got six hits for Dodgeville. The pitch is called a strike. Count is even. One ball and one strike to the batter. Layton chokes up on the bat. Paulskill ready. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. One and two. Macy singled in a run and scored back in the second inning. Laid down a sacrifice last time. One and two. Paulskill from the windup. Now time called. Pitcher and batter are now ready. Here comes the 1-2 offering. It's going to be reached out and popped. Third base side trouble. Rowe down the boulevard, and now the shortstop calls him off, and Bowers catches it just in fair ground on the left field line. So Layton pops out. And the batter, Josh Cartwright. Josh today has grounded out, doubled, drive in two, scored a run himself in the third, and grounded out in the fifth. Here's the pitch, pop this way, and out of play. Nothing in one. Thought it was coming in toward the booth. Our old buddy Paco Snell out there, he's going to protect us if that ball comes toward the window. Nothing in one. There's the pitch. Fouled off and out of play. Strike two. Cartwright with a big old cut. He'll take it back to Paulskill. 0-2. From the windup, there's the pitch. Bouncing ball headed up the middle and in there for a base hit. Cartwright will round and look. He's on with a base hit, one away in the eighth inning. That'll bring up Blake Musson. 5-5 ball game. Muscadet trying to look to get one on the board here. Musson today reached on an error in the second, flew out to center field in the third, and popped out in the sixth inning. Cartwright with his second hit of the day. He's at first base, gets the lead. McVay playing the bag. Here's the pitch, and Paul's Gill with a nice pitch. There's a nothing in one count on Blake Musson. Pitcher against pitcher battle in the eighth inning. Paul's Gill ready to work. Cartwright leading at first, throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Back it goes to the pitcher. Runner gets a lead at first base. Paul's Gill set up for the 0-1. This one fouled back for strike two. Nothing in two to the hitter. It's getting late. Muscadet trying to put something on the board here. Two strikes on the batter. Paul's Gill taking a lot of extra time, especially with that runner at first base. Here comes the 0-2 offering. Reached out and ripped toward right center field. Center fielder over, and Obgenorth makes the catch for out number two. Josh Cartwright went about halfway and then has to get back. So the runner remains at first base for number 11, Logan Olson. Logan has popped out. He has walked, and he has doubled. He'll adjust the hands on the bat and get ready. Cartwright leads at first base. Paul's Gill back to work here in the eighth inning. There's the pitch, and it's called a strike. Nothing in one. Freeze, it has kind of changed directions a little bit. Seems to be blowing in toward home plate a little bit. Nothing in one. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Brewers leading by a score of 9-3. Man, they've really had the bats going in this series against the Twins. New baseball back for Paul's Gill. 0-1 with a runner leading at first. The pitch to Logan Olson. Bullseye, no, just a little bit outside. 1-1 to the batter. Butter leads at first. Paul's Gill with a 1-1 offering. Outside, he shot the corner and missed, and the count goes to 2-1. This passed right around the 3 o'clock hour, I guess, on WRCO in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Home talent baseball this afternoon on Phil Mee. 2-1, the pitch, swing and a miss, and the count is even. Two balls and two strikes. Cartwright not getting a lot of lead over here at first base. Paul's Gill has kept him pretty honest. 2-2 to Olson. There's the pitch, and he offered, and he missed it. And that is going to be strike three. That'll do it for Muscadet in the eighth inning. Five strikeouts for Ty Paul's Gill in the inning for Muscadet. No runs and a hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of inning number eight, tied at five here between Muscadet and Dodgeville in Sunday afternoon. Home talent baseball from WRCO Sports.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, tied at 5 here in Muscadet at Centennial Park. And Blake Musson, who has done a tremendous effort here today for the Mudcats, is on for its eighth inning of work. And he has given up just five runs and five hits to a tough-hitting Dodgeville Knights club. He'll face 7, 8, and 9 batters in the eighth, Brock Hinkle, Ty Paulskill, and Dalen Rickard. Throw down to second base, and around the horn it goes.